Well, it is Tuesday and time for book picks and time for a list from our good friend Rachel Person of Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, New York. And they also have a store in Manchester Center, Vermont. Rachel joins us this morning to present some great books and from some great authors and tell us what's happening in the book world. Rachel, how are you? It's wonderful to have you on the program. I pressed the button, but I didn't press it hard enough. Good morning, Rachel. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Joe?
I'm well. Very nice to hear your voice. How are things?
Things are things. It is a weird spring, early summer in Saratoga.
But you're back. You're open.
We are. We just expanded our hours back. We are back open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. starting today. So that is super exciting for the store.
Excellent. And I know when I was there, I went on the first day you all opened up, and everybody was so excited, and the community was coming in, and it just was great to be back.
Yes, it has been really amazing to see everyone's, at least part of everyone's faces again, and get to welcome our customers back into the store. And we are also still doing curbside pickup so that we can, you know, take care of people who aren't ready to come back yet as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to some of the stuff that we should be reading this summer. Where would you like to begin?
I thought I would start today with the one nonfiction on my list, or I guess two nonfictions on my list. But the first one, it's called Troop 6000, the Girl Scout troop that began in a shelter and inspired the world. This is by Nikita Stewart, who is a New York Times reporter. And it is the story of a family who wound up homeless. And during their time in the shelter system in New York City, specifically in a hotel shelter, which is something that is done both in New York City and in this area for families, created a Girl Scout troop. It was incredibly moving. It's a really beautiful book. And also a really good stereotype buster about what homelessness looks like. You know, the mom who founded this troop was also employed full time. Was there with her children, in many ways had her life together and just had a lot of very unfortunate circumstances. So I think it's a very valuable read for people to really understand what homelessness is like in this country beyond the sort of stereotype of the panhandler. And also just, it was a page turner, you know, and actually I found myself at the end, you know, wanting to look up and see where are these people now, what's going on. It really was a beautiful look at these families and their lives.
Name of the book is Troop 6000 by Nikita Stewart. Next up.
Yes. And then next up on my list is Weather by Jenny Offal. This was one of the later events that we did before the shutdown in the store. I was actually able to interview her in the store. For those who don't know her, Jenny Offal is a really incredible literary author of very accessible experimental fiction. She writes in these sort of beautiful short snippets that come together to create a full novel. Her writing is absolutely hilarious. I laughed out loud multiple times reading this book. But it is also an extremely serious novel about grappling with climate change. And in some ways it's relevant to our moment right now because it also really gets into the culture of preppers, you know, people who are getting ready for the end of the world. And in a weird sense, we've all sort of become preppers a little bit right now. And that was a big part of the conversation I had with Jenny when she was in the store back in February. And I've been thinking about that piece of it a lot ever since.
The name of the novel is Weather by Jenny Offal. Okay. It's O-F-F-I-L-L. I know it sounds like awful, but it is awful. Okay.
Yes. And it is truly a magical book.
It is.
Next up on the list is a young adult novel, Yes, No, Maybe So, by Becky Albertalli and Aisha Saeed. Definitely a great book for teens in your life, but also adults who are interested in dipping their toe into reading some of the great fiction that's out there written for teenagers. This would be a good one to pick up. The two authors, Becky Albertalli and Aisha Saeed, are both really fantastic young adult authors in their own right. They're friends, and they got involved together in canvassing in their Atlanta, Georgia suburb where they both live for the House campaign for, I think, John Ossoff, who is now running for Senate in Georgia, I believe. And that experience was really both of their first experience in political work. And they, you know, had a lot of weird times, as you do when you're canvassing, knocking on strangers' doors to talk politics.
Right.
And they were inspired from that to write this novel together, which is the story of two teenagers, a Jewish boy and a Muslim girl, who sort of get roped in by their parents to going out volunteering, knocking on doors for a long-shot Georgia House of Representatives race. And it's really a lovely, sweet teen story. It's also sort of a meditation on why it matters to get involved in the world. And it is a page-turner that is a true delight to read.
The name of the book is Yes, No, Maybe So by Eki, let's try that again, Becky Albertalli and Aisha Saeed. All right, next up.
Next up is a book. These authors are actually going to be part of one of the digital events that we're doing now on July 1st. The book is called Tiny Imperfections, and it's a debut novel written by Ali Frank and Asha Humans. This is a very funny satire. The main character is a black woman who is the admissions director for an extremely prestigious, expensive private school in the Bay Area. And this is the kind of school where all the rich people will do anything to get their kids into it. And the book is full of emails and text messages and all of the things that she's fielding. It's a real skewering of that kind of parenting culture. It is really funny. It is also a look at the microaggressions that Josephine, this admissions director, faces in this mostly white environment. She actually is an alumna of the school who has come back home to take over as admissions director. And all is not right in that world for a black woman dealing with the culture there. And it's really a good look into what that is like, while also being a page-turner that's a lot of fun to read.
And again, the name of the book is?
Tiny Imperfections.
Tiny Imperfections. All right, Tiny Imperfections. We had the imperfects and the imperfectionists, and I just want to make sure I had it right. Okay, Tiny Imperfections by Ali Frank and Aisha Humans. Okay, next up.
Yes. And actually, why don't we move to The Imperfect next?
Okay.
And actually, Amy Meyerson, the author of The Imperfect, will be appearing with the authors of Tiny Imperfections in our digital event coming up on July 1st. So we couldn't resist putting The Imperfects and The Imperfections together. This is a book that I just fell in love with when I read it first. It came out in the middle of the real shutdown era, so it did not get a lot of attention upon publication, but it is just a gorgeous intergenerational story. It goes back and forth between two time periods, the 1918 and the years just leading up to that in Austria, so the years just before the First World War, and the present day. And it quickly becomes clear that what we're going to be focusing on is the disappearance just before the start of the First World War of one of the Habsburg crown jewels, the Florentine diamond, which is actual historical fact. There was a Florentine diamond that did disappear and is lost to history. In the present day, the matriarch of a rather messed up Jewish family has died. And has left what everyone thinks is costume jewelry, a giant diamond brooch, to one of her granddaughters. So it's following what happens to this family in the present day as they start trying to figure out what this diamond is and what happened in the past that led up to the diamond being lost. It is a total page-turner. It is a romp. It is a lot of fun. But it is also really a book that sort of thinks about in a very sophisticated way intergenerational trauma and what that does to people and what that does to families over time. So I highly recommend this one as a great summer read.
The Imperfects by Amy Meyerson. Go ahead. Next up.
Next up is a cookbook that is a lot more than a cookbook. This book is Jubilee, recipes from 2 centuries of African-American cooking. It is both a cookbook and a history book and an absolutely stunningly beautiful photography book. So this is the author, Tony Tipton Martin, did incredibly in-depth research looking at historical black cookbooks and researching the history of African-American foodways. And every recipe I've made from here has been delicious, including actually I have been commanded by my children that I have to replace my regular pineapple upside-down cake recipe with this upside-down cake recipe, which is a blow because I thought the old one was pretty good. but it also has historic recipes and short pieces of history, what cooking would have been like for enslaved cooks, what cooking would have been like in different African diaspora communities around the United States. So each recipe has its own individual history. There are specific historic recipes taken from really old cookbooks. There are history lessons interspersed. So it is both a really great cookbook from a functional standpoint, but also a book that I've found myself just sitting down and reading and really being riveted by and learning a lot of history that I never do.
Well, it is. That's amazing. I'm just checking out time here. We have about a minute and a half left.
Okay. Well, I will speak very quickly about my last two books then. They are two romances, and I'll lump them together. So we have Real Men Knit by Quanah Jackson and Beach Read by Emily Henry. Real Men Knit is an incredibly sweet romance about the rescue of a Harlem knitting shop. A young man has inherited it after his adoptive mom dies, and he has to rescue it, along with, of course, her employee and Sparks Fly. So that's sweet and a lot of fun. And then Beach Read is another fun summer romance where two novelists find themselves at summer vacation rentals next door to each other. One writes romance novels, the other writes very serious literary fiction. They both have terrible writer's block, and they challenge each other to write in each other's genres for the summer. It's a lot of fun and very silly.
I like that. Those two books, Beach Read by Emily Henry and Real Men Knit by Quanah Jackson. And before that, the cookbook was Jubilee by Tony Tipton Martin. What else is going on? Anything in the last 45 seconds?
We've launched a full digital event program, which has been a lot of fun. We've got our event coming up with you, with Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue, no relation, next week. And then I'm going to be interviewing Jennifer Weiner for her fantastic book, Big Summer, in the middle of July. So it's been going really well with going digital with those.
Excellent. I hope a lot of people will join us. You can find out more information about all of that cool stuff, as well as the books that Rachel just mentioned, by going to their website, northshire.com. Northshire.com, North Shire Bookstore, open and ready to take in readers in Saratoga Springs and Manchester Center, Vermont. Rachel, as always, thank you.
Thank you. It's truly a pleasure to speak with you today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.